I've been thinking, and I've been thinking about a big, big subject, truth. Seems to me that many people are seeking for reality in their lives, for meaning, for purpose, for something that's authentic. And what they're seeking for is for truth. And what set me thinking was a statement that Jesus said when he said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." If we want to be free, we have to know the truth. And what does this free mean? Free to be all that we can be. Free to achieve our potential. Free to make a difference. Free to honor God in the way we live. It's free to be me. But it is also free from, free to, free from. Free from the things that would bind me up and keep me down, things like resentment and fear and distrust and addictions and hatred. And it seems to me that there are just so many people in this world today who are all bound up. They're not free. They're not free on the inside. And Jesus says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Free indeed. It's obviously pretty important that we therefore be seekers after truth. If we're going to have meaning and purposeful and fruitful lives, we have to know the truth because the truth will set us free. But how can we know the truth? That's the question that I've been wrestling with. What is truth? Where can I find it? How can I find it? And the first thing I realized as I was on this little pathway was to know that I can never actually know the truth, the whole truth, and the nothing but the truth. I can only ever know a little bit of the truth. And each little bit of the truth that I get to know, I become a little bit more free. And so life is a pilgrimage. It's sort of a learning process, a learning journey that we go through. And each step of the way, every day, I'm learning a little bit more truth and becoming a little bit more free. But I need to stay open. That's what I've learned, to keep on seeking, to keep on growing. Because when I think that I know it all, I'm actually hurting myself because I'm stopping myself from learning more revelation that will help me get a little bit more free. And so where can I go to find the truth? And I think that's a question that many of us are thinking about all the time. Well, Jesus said another thing that has really helped me with that, with this. And he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." So Jesus says, he is the truth. Whew, that's a pretty big thing to say. And what I've come to realize is that the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, is found in God. It's found in who he is. He is the source of all truth. And so every aspect of life, there is a truth, and that is encapsulated within God and who he is. And Jesus is God, and that's why he was able to say, "I am the truth." And that's why I can only ever know a little bit of the truth at any particular given time, because God's so big, and the truth that he is so vast, that I can only know a tiny fraction of all the truth that's found in him. But the good news is that I can know God because Jesus reveals him to me. And so that means I can know parts of his truth. And the more I know of his truth, the more free I am. And so these two verses have been incredibly helpful to me as I've gone through this journey of discovery. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And he also said, "I am the truth. Truth is found in Jesus Christ." So I've been sharing with you about how I've been thinking about truth. And I've realized that truth is found in God, that he is the truth. But then I started to think, well, how can I actually access or learn this truth? I want to be free. And that's where I found the book of Proverbs in the Bible really helpful. It says this, is in Proverbs 8, "Listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. Wisdom has built her house. She's hewn out its seven pillars. So that's saying, hey guys, it's pretty important that we be seekers after truth. If we don't seek after truth, we're actually harming ourselves. And that verse in Proverbs said that there are seven pillars that might be helpful as that would help me lead me to the truth. And I wondered what they might be. Seven pillars of truth. And I reckon that they could be these. The Bible. The Bible is where we go to find truth. God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I love studying the Bible. It's wonderful because God reveals his truth from his word. The second pillar where we can find truth is in Jesus. When I look at Jesus, I find truth. I see life, how life is supposed to be lived. He is an example to me of living in truth and of being truth. So the more I follow his example, the more like Jesus I am, the more free I am. The third pillar might be the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit always speaks truth to me. In fact, he's even called the Spirit of Truth. And he takes the words in the Bible and he makes them real to me and reveals himself to me so that I learn God's truth. But he doesn't just do it from the Bible. He does it in all aspects of life. He's always speaking, seeking to bring truth to us, seeking to bring life to us. So the Bible, the example of Jesus, the revelation of the Holy Spirit help bring me truth. But I think also other pillars might be people. You ever noticed how people speak truth into your lives? Yeah. History is another one. As we look back on history, we can see how some of the lessons that people have made can be incredibly helpful to help us learn truth. Some things that we've done in the past have been incredibly dumb, and some things have been very wise. Let's learn the truths from history. Science. Science is a systematic approach to finding truth about what's going on in this world. And we must always be listening to the fruits of scientific research. Well, we're uncovering more and more and more of God's design for his world through science, a little more of his truth. And then maybe the last of the seven pillars might be scholarship. Actively seeking out truth by researching and studying and learning. And the Bible actually says we should do this. God says in his word, to study, to show yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So there you are. That's what I've been thinking about lately. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That truth is found in God, and he's provided lots of different ways by which we can actually know that truth and become more and more free. Through the Bible, through the example of Jesus, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, through people, through history, through science, through scholarship. And I reckon that as we apply ourselves to be seekers after truth, we will learn more of God. And when we do that, we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free.